Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Armed militants threatened to blow up the Bible Society office in Gaza on February 28th unless leaders shut it down. The promise was fulfilled yesterday, says E3 Partners Tom Doyle. Doyle says while these attacks are intended to curtail the spread of the gospel, it's doing just the opposite.
You see believers that before had a little bit of fear all of a sudden just feel the presence of God and the Spirit welling up in them, and they become more brave and more out there with their faith. And so whenever there's persecution, good things happen.
A pastor's conference is scheduled in the region next month. Next, 1/6 of the world's population lacks access to clean, safe drinking water. LifeWater International's Dan Stevens says there's a silent tsunami every week as thousands die from unsafe drinking water. That's why Stevens is asking you to help during what some call the Lenten season.
We're trying to start a campaign that is called Significant Sacrifice, Fasting with a Purpose, for safe water in the world. Fasting from one beverage or food item or going out to dinner or whatever, that we can help the rest of the world have the gospel and safe water.
And storytelling is important to the Cheyenne Indian culture. That's why the story of the gospel makes a powerful impact on the people group. Audio Scripture Ministries is prepared to duplicate the Cheyenne scriptures in audio. The final edit is almost done. The ASM team is excited for the opportunity to partner with other mission organizations to duplicate and assemble the CDs and tapes for distribution. Pray for those who are finishing the editing on this major project. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about a short-term mission trip, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip, where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.